Peace, family. What's going on? It's your boy Pop, and welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. That's right, that's right. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate you, and I welcome you, and I want to say Happy New Year to you. I pray that you have enjoyed your holiday season, that you are roaring and ready to go to crush 2025. I do know that, you know, sometimes it could be daunting going into a new year. You know, it really depends and varies on the person. Some of you may thought that you crushed 2024 and you're happy about with the results, and you know, you're confident in going into 2025 and you kind of have a clear vision as to what it is that you're going to be doing. And some of us don't. Some of us have not really even scratched the surface of what we wanted to do in 2024. And you might be feeling defeated. You may be feeling, you know, not as optimistic as you would like to going into 2025. And guess what? That's okay too. I wanted to share with you, I came across something on that note. Pastor Darius Daniels introduced this framework for winning. He called it winning in 2025. And I think I'm going to test it out, and he's testing it out, and I'm going to share it with you. Because it may be beneficial to you, right? I'm not one to hold on to information. You already know this, right? If I feel as if something can benefit you, benefit my people, my community, I'm going to share it. So he calls this the four by four method. And basically, he is identifying four major areas in his life that he wants to improve in every quarter, right? And so he is setting one goal for each area of his life. So the goal is every single quarter, you're accomplishing four major things, right? And if you have not completed something during that quarter or accomplished a particular goal, then you carry it into the quarter two, right? Or conversely, if you have completed that particular goal early, then you can start working on the next one for quarter two. Right. But the whole idea is to, instead of having these big, lofty goals that a lot of the times we don't have the details or the steps to actually get there and they end up falling flat. He's not focusing on big goals. He's focusing on small goals. So he's not going macro. He's going micro. And I was like, I like that, because that just kind of seems a lot more obtainable for me. So maybe if, as you're going into 2025, if you don't have a plan and you don't know where you're going to start or anything like that, you know, and you're already feeling like you're behind the eight ball, maybe implementing this 4x4 method may actually, you know, work for you. And if you try it out, let me know. Hit me up in the DMs on Instagram. Let me know that you're going to be trying it, and, you know, let me know how it's going. All right. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So I'm looking forward to having a phenomenal 2025, and I'm looking forward to having a phenomenal 2025 with you. I'm looking forward to your testimonials. I'm looking forward to you sharing with me just how amazing you're doing, right? And I'm hoping and praying that you're using this information that I'm giving to you, this game that I'm giving to you every single week, in order to explode your online presence in 2025 and build your leads, build your business, and ultimately build the life that you deserve to have, right? Using the knowledge, information, and experience that you've acquired over, you know, however long a period of time, right? So it's time for you to be able to use that information in order for you to be able to live the life that you desire. All right. So we're getting right into it. As you know, we're in our series. I'm going to be teaching directly out of my workbook, Ready, Set, Plan, Then Post, a step-by-step guide to planning, creating, strategizing, and growing your online presence through irresistible content. Now, if you don't have the book, I'm going to tell you, you're missing out. I'm just telling you now, you miss it out. Because even with each week of this episode, of these episodes, I'm introducing the concepts in the book. But in order for this to really stick, you have to be following along with me with the book. Okay. So you can get the digital copy of the book, or you can get a physical copy. Now, if you get the physical copy of the book, I will sign and autograph it, and it will be sent to you, and you will also be able to get on my schedule to have a strategy call with me, and I will be able to help you to craft your strategy for 2025. So you will have no confusion, you will have no more headaches, right, or anxiety when it's time to create your content. You're going to know exactly what you need to, who you talk to, and what you need to be talking about. And I'm going to help you with that in conjunction with, or in partnership with, the workbook as well. Okay, so all the information that you need in order for you to be able to either purchase the hard copy book or the digital copy is in the show notes. But nonetheless, whatever one you choose, it's all good with me. You want to get this book because this is going to help. I'm going to be walking you through it, and you're going to be able to do the work in real time. And at the end of it, you're going to have a actual document in your hand that houses your strategy on who you talk to, what content that you need to be creating. And also it's going to be setting the foundation for your whole marketing and messaging strategy for your brand and your business. Literally, Ready, Set, Plan, and Post is not just about content creation. It's about you building a system of marketing and messaging that you package in content that is going to explode your online presence and your business in 2025. Okay? You don't have to look any further than Ready, Set, Plan, and Post. All right? So there it is. So today, we're going to be dealing with the other two horsemen of connecting, of knowing your audience and connecting with your audience. Okay? Last week, we talked about relevance and connection. This week, we're talking about conversion and trust. Okay? Which are two incredibly powerful pieces of that puzzle. Now, when I'm talking about conversion, I'm talking about creating content, okay, that is based on your audience preferences that speak to what it is that they want, so that this way they can respond and has a call to action to pull them off of social media into a area or into an environment, let's say, where you control it. All right. So conversion, so once you have started, you know your audience and you're creating content that's relevant, that they can relate to, that then fosters a connection because they look at you as an authority and they lean on you for answers to their problems. Now, the thing that we have to consider is that social media is super crowded, and social media there's people talking, a bunch of people that are probably talking about similar things than you, okay? But a person has come across you and you're their person. Now you want to take them off of social media and you want to bring them into an email list. You want to bring them into a newsletter. You want to bring them into something that you can now talk to them directly, uninterrupted by scrolling, uninterrupted by every other voice that's on social media. This is why conversion is so important. So we are creating our content on social media to get the visibility, but now we want to convert that attention into something, or move that attention to some place where we have more control. Okay, so if you do not have a newsletter, if you don't have an email list as yet, I would encourage you to go to a ConvertKit. You can go to Behive, BEEHIV. You can, and they're really good. That's a really good platform for, you know, a newsletter. Even if you don't have a product or service just yet, you want to have something, a Facebook group or something along those lines, that once you put out this relevant content that connects with your people and connects with your audience, you want to be able to send them someplace. You want to be able to convert that attention, okay? A lot of us, that you got to understand, social media is simply the first, I'm going to say, social media is what we like to call lead capture, right? Because that social media allows you to put out your knowledge, your information, your expertise, educate, inspire, humor people, just so people can identify you and see who you are, right? But that's what they call top of funnel. So once you actually get the attention, now the idea is to begin to continue to nurture people to go deeper and deeper into your funnel, right? So the content creation is one element, but that conversion is a whole different situation, right? So you can pull people into a newsletter, pull people into a email list, pull people into a Facebook group or Discord group or something along those lines. If you don't necessarily like Facebook groups, that's fine. I'm not a huge fan, to be honest with you, right? But nonetheless, pulling off of social media into an environment that you control, okay? So you can further serve them and further, as my coach says, indoctrinate them with your message, okay? Now, once you have converted them and you now move that attention into a, you know, into a more secluded and intimate space, now you're able to now build more trust with your audience, okay? You're able to now serve them on a deeper level, which really solidifies that trust, that know, like, and trust. So if you pull them into a Facebook group or you pull them into an email list or even a newsletter, okay, and you are showing up constantly and consistently and serving them with valuable content, right? Now, you're going to position them, you're going to nurture them to the point where they're going to be like, man, what can I buy from you? They're going to desire to buy from you because now they trust you. Now they are your biggest fan. They are your ambassador. They're telling other people about you. They're bringing other people to your platform. They are now not just followers. They're not just consumers. They are now community. They're now family. They're now people who are going to bat for you, right? And fishing and throwing your name in all different types of to all different types of people in all different types of industries, right? They become ambassadors for your brand. And this is what trust ultimately does for us, all right? And so here's what is extremely important. We have to know that when we know our customers' needs, their preferences, this allows us to create content that allows with what that aligns with what your audience is most likely to respond to, right? Which is going to aid in your conversion. And trust is crucial because it leads to customer loyalty and repeat business. Okay? And what we want is complete. What we want is business. We want loyal customers, ambassadors for our brand. And that's going to lead to repeat business because they're not going to want to go anyplace else. And as long as we continue to evolve and to grow and to learn ourselves, then that's going to allow us to provide more information and more value. So in essence, they don't need to go anywhere, right? And so this is where we really kind of build out our longevity or our legacy in our businesses. Okay, so do you see, and if you haven't listened to last week's episode where I dealt with relevance and connection, then you definitely want to go back and listen to that because that is going to seamlessly tie into this week's episode, and you'll be able to see the power of all four of them working together in unison. Okay, so I encourage you to go ahead and go back here now. We get into in this chapter, it also gives you the opportunity to create a audience persona where you're able to pinpoint the demographics of your audience, the interests of your audience, the challenges and goals of your audience, their pain points and their communication preferences, how it is that they wish to actually be spoken to. Right? Is it video? Is it audio? Is it written? Right? So you're going to be able to explore all of those things and be able to write them down. This is why I'm telling you, you have to get the book, because this is the time that you're able to actually do the work to get you crystal clear. All right? So I encourage you to do this activity this week. In order to do that, you want to click on the links down below so you can get either your physical copy of the workbook or your digital copy, okay? As we talked about before, if you get your physical copy, then I will be signing it, and also you'll be able to get your strategy call with me, all right? So go ahead, get the book, so that this way you'll be able to work out the rest of this chapter in building out your audience persona. Next week, we're going to be diving directly into chapter 3, which is entitled From Idea to Impact. From Idea to Impact. And in this chapter, what we're going to do is we're going to help you to begin to generate your ideas and be authentic with your content and craft your messaging, your brand statement, and these are going to be the things that you're going to build all of your content around, All right. This is going to be a powerful chapter. We'll probably take the next 2, maybe 3 weeks to really dive into this deeply, because this, once you have this information, oh my goodness, it's game over. It's game over. All right. So we're going to end there. Again, happy new year. Let's get it. You have everything that you need in order to not just have a cool 2025, but to have a successful 2025. So I believe in you. I am proud of you. And I am extremely happy about what's going to happen for you in 2025. So just listen, stay locked in, stay focused, give yourself grace, and let's work this thing out one day at a time, 1 week at a time. All right. So until the next time, love you to absolute life. There's nothing you can do about it. Talk to you in a minute. Peace.